Clinfar believes March is a great time to buy winter clothes online. Since spring begins in much of the lower 48, winter clothing is dramatically reduced by national retailers. For those lucky enough to live in Juneau, you can still get two more good months out of the new stuff, or just wear it right on through the next fall, depending on the summer. Here's Clint.
You totally psyched me out with that. Like, was I going? No. Yes? Okay. How to follow up that? Oh my God. This is a love story of sorts I'm going to tell, a bit of a love story. Our family has a new girl. A new girl has joined our family, and we couldn't be happier. She is sweet. She has big brown eyes. She has a wonderful disposition. She loves to cuddle. She licks my hand. She's a dog. And so this is our family's most recent transition. It's a transition to pet ownership, more specifically, dog ownership. And I don't want to offend the cat lovers here necessarily, but I'm going to. Why? Because here's the thing with a cat. A cat wants to kill you. It's true. A cat sits on the banister, they sit at head level, they look at you, they stare at you, and their tail twitches, and they're staring at you, and they're staring at you, and they keep staring at you, and in your mind, and in their mind, you think, they must sound like Clint Eastwood. They're like, if I were only 60 pounds heavier, I'd take you. And it's true, you know, I don't want that. I want an animal, like if I don't want an animal that wants to eat me, okay? It's true, because if I keel over with a heart attack in my kitchen, which the men in my family are wont to do, I don't want the cat to eat my face off before my wife gets home. And it's true, that's what happens. Old lady, it's true, I saw it on the internets. An old lady dies in a house full of cats, and by the time they find her, she's got no nose, her ears are missing, and she has no lips. I don't want that. I don't want that, okay? I want a dog that's going to stand sentinel next to my corpse, maybe lick my cheek at most to see if I'm still napping, bark at passerbys. What's that girl? Your master died of a myocardial infarction? Call 911? You know, that's what I want. The idea of I don't want to be a lipless corpse. I don't want a closed casket. I want a dog. And so we got Sadie. So Sadie's our dog, and she is a sweet dog, and she interacts with the children, my two daughters. They cuddle up at bedtime at night, and it's unleashed my youngest daughter's inner dictator. Go, sit, stay, come, go! And it's amazing, but they're learning that they are impacting the happiness of another being, a dog. And so they're learning empathy, and I think that's essential to growing up, you know, that big, fat transition that we all go through of growing up. What was next? You know, I brought, because I have the memory of a Rolodex, I have this next bit here. Hold on. See, I had a dog growing up. It was a collie, and she looked like that TV show dog, Lassie. And as it so happened, I was 6 at the time, and Lassie was my favorite show, and Dad made the mistake of allowing me to name the dog, Lassie! Oh, my brother, who's 12 at the time, really much smarter, more competent than me, and very hip for the rural South, was like, no! And in hindsight, it is true, it's kind of embarrassing that you name your collie Lassie. I mean, couldn't I have been more original? I mean, I hate cliches. I get mad at Sadie when she pees on a fire hydrant, you know? Like, come on! But the thing is, here I go, losing my space again. Peeing on a fire hydrant. It's terrible, terrible. Memory. I had this totally memorized earlier. Anyways, even my wife, as I prepared the piece, was like, you named your collie Lassie. So So the thing about Lassie was that she was my buddy. She was a sweet dog. She lived up to the name Lassie. She was super smart. Now, she wasn't like she was paraphrased by other people when she barked. What's that girl? Timmy fell down the well, broke a clavicle. You know, it wasn't like that, but she was super smart. And she was loyal, and she took care of me. Like, I was sick for 2 weeks, and she stayed by my side. And she sat sentinel next to me, and I would pet her and then fall back asleep. And I remember that. That dog was there every time I came out. And she was soulful. She loved to dance. She was a tall dog, and she could put her paws over my shoulder, and we could dance. We could slow dance, and we go to the yard. Now, my dad didn't like that, but I think it's every child's solemn duty to spoil their dog, you know, and she was my buddy. So I you know, we danced. And then she was my buddy. And then one day, I came home as a freshman in high school, and I came home. And I looked out, it was up second floor of the house, and looked in the backyard, and I saw Lassie just kind of walking, shuffling in a circle, very slowly and gasping. And I went outside, and I went down the porch steps, and I sat down on the bottom step, and she came over to me and just, you know, looked up at me with these big brown eyes, and she put her head into my lap, and I was just petting her, and she was gasping, and I could see that her gums were china white. You know, she just wasn't getting any oxygen, I suppose, and I was just petting her. And, you know, this is a time before cell phones. I wasn't going to leave her. I'd be damned if I was going to leave her. So I just sat there with my dog, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I just petted her. And Dad came home about an hour later. We took her to the vet, and she died that night. She died that night. Cancer collapsed her lung. And now she slow dances with the angels. And I can say this. My transition to adulthood began with her end. And so, There's coffee cup wisdom about dogs. You know, the kind of thing you get in an email from your grandmother. You know, that's true. You know, the thing about, you know, rise early, you know, play hard, eat with gusto, growl when don't bite when a growl will do. You remember that. You know, but that sort of wisdom comes in handy when you consider the difficult transition to adulthood. You know, I think that anytime you learn something, anytime you realize something, you grow up a little bit. And what is growing up but just a series of realizations? And that dog wisdom, if you will, can come in handy. It can help you through those trying times. Like the crushing, reality-shifting realization of your father's mortality when you come upon your dad in a Providence cardiac care unit hooked up to a pinging machine. Right? That, you know, there the wisdom is just sit close by and be quiet. And the realization complete trust in someone is not that scary if the person that you trust, or that trust is rooted in the love of a woman who is smarter, more competent, and relatively better good-looking than you. And the final, you know, for me, the biggest realization, revelation, is the boundless love of being a father to two girls whose hugs are so strong you can hardly breathe. And now that I am a father, I can introduce my daughters to that simple, noble love of a dog, so that in their own difficult transitions to adulthood, when times are low and people are confusing, they can remember Sadie and draw some comfort and maybe even some wisdom. You know, run romp and play daily. Be loyal, and when a loved one is sick, sit close by quietly. Hey, did you guys hear that? Was that girl? It's time for me to end my discourse on the topic of transitions. I've used up my 420 seconds. Wait, how you doing, girl? Yeah? I'm sure they waltz very well. I miss you. I miss you, Lassie.